A Podshape production.
Episode 9, a short update. Throughout 2020, we told you the story of Dylan and Robert Dickey, who both went missing within 9 days of each other in 2016. They were the dad and son of Damian Dickey. Dylan's case and Dylan's memory live on in a memorial ride that Damian holds every year for Dylan. Last year, it was held on December 5. It was the fifth Dylan Dickey memorial ride, and it left from Kitchener Pub in Cessnock to the Woolloombi Tavern for lunch. Even with COVID, there was a great outpouring of support for Damian and his family in the memory of his son who had turned 24 this April. You heard in the podcast, all Damian wanted was for Dylan to work with him in his job as he owned his own plastering business. He got that wish with Dylan for a short time.
Dylan was my best buddy. From when he was born, I always thought he was gonna work with me. That's what I always thought. I got me boy, you know, he'll come and work with me, and which he ended up doing, but he was an awesome baby. He was a big buffer.
Dylan's younger sister has now taken up working with her dad and recently celebrated her 21st birthday. Dylan's case goes before the New South Wales coroner on the 16th of April, 2021. In the case of Robert Dickey, which is now a murder case, things are a lot more complicated. You'll remember a woman that was charged with Robert's murder in New Zealand in April 2020.
Police arrested a 47-year-old woman in Auckland who'd been staying with Mr. Dickey at the time he went missing.
Her name was Kylie So, and she was extradited from New Zealand in late 2020 by New South Wales Police.
An Auckland transgender woman was held in a men's prison for 3 weeks in full isolation. Kylie So was moved after an online newspaper queried her incarceration. So's lawyer said New Zealand Corrections dropped the ball. So was arrested on April 7 and charged with the 2016 murder of 71-year-old Australian Robert Dickey.
Key thing now for the family is trying to find a body. We still don't know where the body is.
The Australian government applied to have the 47-year-old extradited, and after losing a bid for bail, she was held at the Mount Eden Central Remand Prison, a men's prison. The online newspaper understands So has had gender reassignment surgery and identifies as a woman.
She was the woman that Damian met the night he attended his dad's property.
I walked up towards the gate, sort of got about halfway, and the lady hopped over his fence, which was dressed in really weird, like I say, like a Melbourne Cup outfit, like a real big hat and floral dress, and this is out the back of Dubbo. It was pretty. She hopped the fence and just started walking down towards me, and I just said, "Oh, who are you?" And she goes, "I'm Bob's wife." And this is a load of garbage, mate. He's not married. And she goes, "I'm Bob's wife." And I just, because I could feel something was right, so I made out I was just one. And I said, "Oh," she goes, "Oh, who are you?" And I said, "I'm Bob's neighbour." Because I just knew something was up, you know what I mean? I said, "I'm Bob's neighbour." And she's like, and I said, "Well, like, where's Bob?" She said, "Oh, Bob's gone to a party," which is a load of garbage too. And I was like, "Where's the party?" She's like, "I don't know, someone picked him up and took him to a party."
In January 2021, Kylie So dumped her legal representative and changed her mind about applying for bail. When she appeared in the Dubbo local court, she waved to the camera as she appeared via audio-visual link from the Clarence Correctional Centre near Grafton. Miss So's legal aid lawyer told the court she was withdrawing from the case. She said, "Miss So has informed me that she doesn't wish to have a legal aid practitioner. She wishes to obtain new representation."
Given the serious nature of this offence, bail is refused and the accused shall remain in custody pending the case being heard in the Supreme Court.
Although it's believed that this case will go to the Supreme Court, its next listing date is April 1st at the Dubbo Local Court. We'll keep you updated on any new developments as we get them, as we hope for closure for Damien and his family in the case of his murdered father. There are over 38,000 long-term missing person cases in Australia, and the story you've just heard is one of them. We want to continue to help bring these emotional stories of ambiguous loss to you so we can spread the word and hopefully get some closure for the families. For as little as the price of a coffee a month, you can help support us to keep creating this content. Just head to our Patreon page. The link is in the show notes.